Okay, so we've got some famous Hollywood quotes here. And I'm gonna give the quote to Esmeralda. And Esmeralda, you have to guess it.
Dun dun.
Yeah. Guess it. What movie it's from. And if you need some assistance,
lifeline.
We'll have some lifelines. And if you want to call in and be Esmeralda's lifeline, you can do that. It's 312-981-7200, which is also our text line for any text that you would like to jump in here. It's Oscar week, so we're doing some Oscar-related stuff leading up to the Academy Awards, which will be handed out on Sunday. Tomorrow morning on my show, I will give you my predictions for the winners in the major categories. But if you want to hear it this morning, I will be giving my predictions of the major categories in the Oscars on Steve Cochran's show this morning around 6:15-ish or 6:20. I will be joining Steve to talk Academy Awards. But if you want to jump in here, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Okay. Now, Esmeralda, I will give you the quotey quote, because it's a quotey time. And if you can't get it, I'll give you a hint. You know, I'll give you a couple of hints or something, because some of these are obviously going to be before your time.
Okay.
And like the first one, and these are, according to the Hollywood Reporter, Hollywood's favorite movie quotes, and there are 100 of them, and they're in order from number 100 to, like, the most famous movie quote of all time at number one. So I will I'll go through these, and again, at some point, you know, we'll get some people on here to help you out. But I'll give you some clues if you can get them. All right, here's your first one. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay. The first one is, love means never having to say you're sorry. Now, does that ring a bell at all?
It does.
Oh, it does. Okay. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Now, Dan, you've seen this because you have seen the article. Would you have known that one?
Possibly.
Yeah. I'll give you
a, can I get, yeah, can I get,
all right, I'll give you a hint. It's a movie from 1970. Okay. And part of the title is actually in the quote. Part of the title of the movie is in the quote. So I will repeat the quote, which is, love means never having to say you're sorry.
Man.
I can give you another one.
I give up.
Okay. I'll give you another clue.
Okay.
It's a two-word title. And the first word is the first word I'm about to say. Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Man, love hurts.
Yeah, Nazareth.
I was actually, you know what I was thinking it was Love Actually. But since you said 70, I went, nope.
It rang a bell, obviously, for you.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar.
If I do tell you who the stars are,
is that
going to help?
Probably not.
Okay, one of the stars of the movie is also the lead in Fever Pitch. So that would be Ryan O'Neal. But unfortunately, he doesn't play Steve Taggart in this movie. Allie McGraw is the female lead.
Oh, I knew it! I knew it was that movie, but I don't know the name of it.
It's Love Story.
Ah.
Love Story.
See, I knew it was that.
Yep. I mean, that's a did you know that? And here's a little story.
I could see him in my head, but I was like, I don't know the name of that movie.
It is one of the most parodied movie lines in cinema. Even Ryan O'Neal himself poked fun at it in Peter Bogdanovich's screwball comedy, What's Up, Doc? When Barbara Streisand quotes it, he retorts, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Very funny in-joke right there. If you were not around in 1970, and neither you nor Dan were a twinkle in the eyes of your parents, I was. I was around. And I got to tell you, the popularity of that movie was insane. Insane. I think my parents went to see it. Everybody I know, everybody when I was a kid, all the adults went to go see Love Story. And it was like it was the thing.
Did they have a big song?
No, I don't think it did. I don't think it did have, you know, like a hit song or anything. I just, It's, you know, I mean, the thing was, Ally McGraw was all feisty and sexy. And he plays, and Ryan O'Neal plays Oliver. And there was a sequel a few years later called Oliver's Story. And let me just say this right now. Love Story sucks. It's a terrible movie. But it made $40 billion. But it's a terrible movie. And it was one of those movies. Ally McGraw was like this feisty chick, and they meet. And, you know, I remember she, I remember, if I remember correctly, that they play hockey at one point. That's the one thing I remember from the movie, because there's hockey in it. And I just remember her being real feisty and swearing a lot, and then she has, she gets cancer and dies. That's pretty much, that's the whole movie. All right, how about this one? You ready, Esmeralda?
Do it.
All right, I'm going to try to give you a good line reading on this, because you know I've acted. I want you to know that I am a professional actor and director. I've won awards.
Well, we'll see.
Isn't that amazing? Okay, you ready?
Okay.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Man. Seriously, just get into my head and collect everything that I'm thinking, and then you'll probably get the answer.
Uh-huh. Oh, but no, you think about that, because Harold... Hold on.
No, go ahead.
Think about it. Harold says that, you know what? There was a theme from Love Story, right, Harold?
Yeah, it was called Love Story. They use it in music boxes all the time.
And it's, but it's instrumental, right?
And there's no words to it. Yeah. There's nobody going.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't think it was that they had like a hit pop song, but that song did actually chart.
Yeah, it wasn't like Stan Live where there's actually words. It was like, you know.
Yeah, okay. I remember the Love Story theme. I do remember that, and it was...
Music Box. It was Music Box fodder.
Okay.
Can I answer the question?
Well, no, hold on a second. Hold on, Harold. Hang on. Esmeralda, they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Oh, I was going to say something, and now it hit me. It's the movie with the head chopping and the Scotland... Braveheart.
That's right. You got it. All right, Harold. Thanks, buddy.
All righty.
Take care, man.
I was actually thinking before that, I was thinking Planet of the Apes for some reason. Because I know he gets real mad.
With the head chopping and the Scotland. That's
how I had to get to
your,
Braveheart.
That's your description of Braveheart.
That was my words, you know. Stream of consciousness.
No. I'm sorry.
Braveheart.
You're reading that IF off of IMDb.
That's what I'm saying. They need to go in and change the synopsis. Whatever is on
chopping
IMDb
heads.
Is with the head chopping and the Scotland. That's the best summation of Braveheart I've ever heard.
Wait, was it Scotland?
Yeah, it was Scotland.
Okay. No, just making sure.
With the head chopping and the Scotland.
Although it's a spoiler alert, isn't it?
No, they chop a lot of heads off in that movie.
Oh, okay.
It's an incredibly brutal movie.
Actually, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
But
insane racist-ass Melly Gibson.
Right, yeah. And he's got the blue on his face.
As Key and Peele call him, racist-ass Melly Gibsons. okay. That's a great movie, though. It really is. And I went in, I remember when they screened the movie, and I went in with the lowest expectations because it was like it's 3 hours and like Mel Gibson was going to direct it. And I was like, oh God, it's going to be another Dances with Wolves. Somebody just stick a fork in my eye now. And he did direct I got a really screwed up face. That movie, the guy with the messed up face.
The man with, which I never understood because he did have a face, just all messed up.
What was the name of that movie?
Man with No Face.
Oh, the man with no... Was it called The Man with No Face?
Yeah,
I thought it was
right?
called The Man with the Screwed Up Face.
Man with the Screwed Up Face. No. No Face.
Well, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. And so I was like... But still, I was like, oh, God, this is a vanity project. It's going to be 3 hours long. And then I even laughed out loud at the beginning because they show these rolling green hills, you know, for like a long time. And I'm, you know, and then all of a sudden it just says Scotland. I'm like, oh, really? Really, Melly Gibson's? But it turns out to be a great movie. All right, more lines. You're doing really well. So far, you're batting 500, Esmeralda.
That's good, right?
But the first one was way before you were born, so there you go.
It was in there. I just didn't know the name of it.
I gotcha. All right. Mama, she listens for the ticking of my footsteps. Patiently. She sips the hairy air that's warm and wood swept. Pleasantly. She does as she pleases. She listens for. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Triple Play Thursday. This is a listener request. Happy birthday to Mike. He requests Jefferson Airplane for his Triple Play Thursday. He chose Martha first, and all the songs will feature Paul Kantner, who passed away just a couple of weeks ago. So Jefferson Airplane, and in memory of the great Paul Kantner, happy birthday, Mike. Triple Play Thursday. All right, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. The Academy Awards are this Sunday night. And I will be taking Monday morning off after the Academy Awards, so we'll have our Monday morning movie reviews, confusingly enough, on Tuesday morning with a wrap-up of the Academy Awards. Although Brian Noonan will be in for me on Monday morning. Brian will be filling in. And Brian will do a little bit on the awards as well, right, Dan? You guys will be covering the Academy Awards.
Yes.
Okay. Esmeralda, you're off as well.
I am.
Oh, okay. All right. So here's the deal. We got some Hollywood quotes here. And I have a feeling that Esmeralda is going to need help on the next two. Maybe not. No, on this, the next one for sure. So if you want to help her out, I'm not going to. I'll read it. I'll read it. You know, but if you got, if you want to call in 312-981-7200, if you can name this movie that I'm about to read the quote from, you can help Esmeralda. You will be Esmeralda's lifeline. And you will get yourself a $25 gift card to the Great Lou Malnati's. Okay? Yeah. All right, Esmeralda, here's the line. And again, I will give you some hints, but I really think that you're probably going to need a lifeline on this one. I will give you one hint. The movie is from 1967. So this one, I don't know. So 312-981-7200, Esmeralda, here's the line. They call me Mr. Tibbs. She's banging on the desk. I can see through the camera in the newsroom.
Oh, man. I know it's Sidney Poitier.
Ooh.
No, I know. Oh, it's, oh, man.
Maybe you won't need a lifeline if I give you one more clue.
No, I can.
You can picture him, right?
I can picture the whole thing. I just, that title.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Oh, man, he's a teacher, right?
No.
Or is that another movie?
That's another movie.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah, that's another movie. Not a teacher in this one.
Yeah, I don't know it.
All right. I think we have got people calling in who are going to help you out. If I give you one more clue here while we're getting somebody on the line, I'll give you one more clue. They did make a television series out of this in the 80s. They made a television series of this movie. And it was in the 80s. And the star of the television series was Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker.
In the Heat of the Night?
That's it! Yes!
Nice! I feel so bad for the people that are like, I want to win.
That's all right. People can call in. We'll just put them on hold. I don't want everybody to know all the answers when they come in. I want it to be a challenge for the listeners as well.
That's true. Got to work for that pizza.
Exactly right. You got to win to Lou Malnati's. You got to work for Lou Malnati's.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, nice job.
Yay.
In the Heat of the Night, they call me Mr. Tibbs.
Thanks, MeTV, or what station is it they always show on Sunday nights?
I think it's MeTV.
They show In the Heat of the Night, like three episodes back to back, and then Stargate.
What? They follow it with Stargate?
Yeah. Is it the one where they have the portal?
Yeah, that's it. They have it's a Stargate, actually, Esmeralda.
It's always Stargate.
Yeah, I was just going to say that portal.
Is
that the one where they have the Stargate? Is Stargate the show where they have that Stargate?
Well, I didn't know it was called a Stargate. But yeah, no, they always have that.
See, do you remember the second substitute teacher, Key and Peele? So how do you know if you're going to be successful in the future? Is there a Stargate in your bedroom? Aaron. Never tires. Okay, now, I don't know if you're going to know this one or not. I certainly would not know this one. These first three I could get with my eyes closed. Actually, my ears closed, I could get them. This one I would not be able to get. But then again, I don't like this movie, and everybody else really does. It's from 1989, all right? I do not like this movie at all, but everybody else on the planet seems to like it. I will give you the line and see if you can guess it. If not, if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. Here's the line, okay? When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. Again, from 1989.
Oh, is it When Harry Met Sally?
Yes, it is. How did you get that?
The context of the line.
Okay. Yeah, I can't stand that movie.
I don't mind it. Ugh. She's a little annoying, but...
Okay, now this one I actually have the actual clip from. This next one. Wait a second. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. I'll be looking for it. Here, wait. I thought I had it. I guess I don't. I thought I had it. No? I used to have it, but I don't. Wait. Maybe it's on the other page. I don't see it. How did I lose this?
I am enjoying your dramatic
I'm very
readings.
Upset about this. I had this. I used to have this clippy clip. It doesn't seem like I have it anymore. Okay. Well, all right. It's not there. So I guess I'll have to read it. It won't be nearly as good as the actual line reading itself from the movie. But, okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. And by the way, you'll get this one, okay? You will get this one. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
It's Taken.
Yes, it is Taken. How do I not have that clip? I used to play that clip 5,000 times a night on the show. It's not in my little thing. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, I like his turn of I'm just going to make action movies and kill people shoot them.
I know. All right, we have to break here, and then we'll come back after the 4 o'clock news. I got more lines here, and you can help out Esmeralda. Get some Lou Malnati's pizza. Call in, we'll put you on hold, and then we'll throw a line at you. 312-981-7200. News next. Everybody, Nick DiGilio here. Triple Play Thursday. Three songs played by one artist on Triple Play Thursday. This is the second by Jefferson Airplane. Listener Mike, celebrating a birthday today, requested Ice Cream Phoenix for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. All right, we're doing some famous Hollywood quotes from movies. And I'm going to go through a few of these and throw them at Esmeralda, and if you want to help her out, we'll get you on the line. You guys can hang on, and if she needs help, I'll get you on the line. So call in now, and if you are able to answer the question, we will give you a $25 gift card to the great Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, I feel I'm kind of like beautiful minding this.
It is, yeah.
Because at the third hour, I come up with the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you picturing numbers all over the wall and stuff?
That's every day.
Is it every day?
Yeah.
Do you have an imaginary friend played by Paul Bettany?
It's not imaginary.
Oh, okay.
He's real. He's okay. Here.
All right.
He hangs out.
I understand. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Just get on here. We'll put you on hold. And if Esmeralda needs you, I'm going to go to you. 312-981-7200. I don't think Esmeralda will need any help with this one. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Go for it.
Famous lines from movies. And I just want you to know that the reason you're getting these is because of my fantastic acting.
The intonation and the...
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
The fervor
yeah.
that you use.
Oh, please. I've won awards.
Right. I immediately go, oh,
yeah.
No, I know it now.
I won awards for writing, not acting. But I have won.
But you act in your mind when you write.
And
it,
I directed many shows.
Exactly.
So I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm a professional. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Moose Movies from 1996. And the line is, you complete me.
Ah, Jerry Maguire.
Absolutely, of course. I love that movie. I do. I really love that movie.
Quick side note, there's a comedy group? I don't know what they do weird videos online.
Whoa. What the hell just happened? Oh, you know what it was? Sorry, I had the pages and they dropped on my mouse.
Wow, and sensitive
mouse. The mouse clicked onto one of our sound bites.
Oh, boy. No, so there's this...
Improv group or something?
Yeah, they edit videos online and make funny things. And they've done this thing where they've been collecting Jerry Maguire VHS tapes.
What?
Trying to... Essentially, their goal is to collect all of the ones made in existence, I guess.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So if you have one and you want to donate it,
they're
called Everything
guy?
Is Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. They're collecting Jerry Maguire. It's been years now that they've been doing.
Well,
this.
Clearly,
there's a guy in Oregon who's doing that with all the Speed VHSs, with Speed, Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock.
I used to have both of those.
Yeah, and when I worked at the bar, they had we did a Christmas event with them, and they made a tree of the Jerry Maguire VHS tapes that they had.
That's funny.
It was beautiful.
That's really funny. Wow. Now I wish I don't know what the hell I happened to my VHSs. I think I just gave them to, I think I donated them somewhere to like Goodwill.
And I'm sure they've been given to yeah. Everything is Terrible.
I mean, I now have both of those on DVD, so I don't need the VHS anymore. Who's doing that for Speed? Somebody...
Dude who lives in a bus in Oregon.
A guy who lives, and he lives in a bus. I see. That's why he wants.
I wonder where he keeps them.
Yeah. Can his bus go over 50 or will it explode? By the way, that movie kicks ass. that movie kicks ass. All right, now, Esmeralda, I do happen to have the actual line reading here. This is for real. I thought I had Taken because it was a sound bite that I used to use all the time on the show. Because when Taken came out in 2008, I kind of lost my mind, as many people did. You know, did you know this, Esmeralda? Taken was not originally going to be released in theaters. It was going to go straight to video.
That would have been a shame.
It would have been a damn shame.
See him kicking and 6 feet tall.
Not only that, man, he throat punches 9,000 guys in that movie. And I remember hearing about it. It's like, wait a minute, Schindler is going to be kicking ass? What? You know, this is Liam Neeson. He's like, he's Michael Collins. What are we doing here? And then, of course, the movie was phenomenal. It kicked ass. And then the other two sucked. The two Taken movies, and then the one where he's on the plane. What the hell was the name of that? Fast Lane or Nonstop, because it was a flight. Nonstop. Julianne Moore. Actually, that one wasn't too bad. Nonstop was started out okay, and then it got ridiculous. That one that he did with, I don't even know the names of the Liam Neeson movies anymore. I swear to God. What was the one he did with Ed Harris? Because that was good. And the dude from The Killing, Joel Kinnerman, was in it. Liam Neeson kills Ed Harris's son because he was about to kill his son, played by Joel Kinnerman.
Run All Night.
That's it. That's a good movie. Esmeralda, have you seen Run All Night?
No.
Ooh, it's good. It's good. But I'm trying to think of the other, like that one where it's like, hey, I don't have a memory anymore. That's my wife. No, it isn't. But wait, that's my wife. I'm not your wife. Remember that one? Where he's like, where they're like, hey, I don't know who you are. And he's like, but wait a minute, you do.
Can we do a trivia day where we just do those of you?
Of what, me describing Liam Neeson movies that I can't think the title of?
Well, all just any movie.
Hey, but that's my wife. You got to let me in. I'm not your wife. That's pretty much the whole movie. They're all like, wait a minute, you're not Kyle Johnson or whatever his name, Kyle. Like Liam Neeson's name would be Kyle in a movie. No, but that's the thing. It's like, oh, how come my wife doesn't know who I am? That's the title. How come my wife doesn't know who I am? Starring Liam Neeson.
It went to unknown after much, you know.
Okay, that's it. It's unknown. Yeah. Unknown. That was a dumb one. Hey, you're my wife. No, I'm not. Go ahead. Leave. That was the crux of the entire movie. All right. Anyway, Esmeralda, here. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. You have to tell me the name of the movie, and this is actually from the movie. This I will not be able to give you my brilliant dramatic reading. You will actually hear it from the actor himself. And I think you will probably get this without any issue. Okay? Here we go.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Okay.
There will be blood.
That's right. There will be blood. You know the background on that line? How that came to be?
No.
This is a true story, and they have this here. It says, a variation of the line was uttered by Senator Albert Fall of New Mexico during congressional hearings in 1924 on the Teapot Dome scandal, which also involved oil tycoon Edward Doheny, who was the basis for Daniel Day-Lewis's character. The line is, sir, if you have a milkshake and I have a milkshake, my straw reaches across the room, I end up drinking your milkshake. And Paul Thomas Anderson, who, you know, is a genius, who adapted the book Oil, and, of course, wrote and directed the greatest movie ever made, Magnolia, put that into the movie. And it is really seriously,
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Who the hell was nominated for Best Actor that year? Who else? I mean, it's like in 2007. Because No Country for Old Men won Best Picture. Of course, it didn't deserve it. There Will Be Blood is about 7 million times better than No Country for Old Men. I'm one of the few people that does not like No Country for Old Men. The movie sucks. I can't even. Why did they even have any other nominees that year? Really? Seriously? That's like one of the greatest performances in the history of cinema. Daniel Day-Lewis. Would you agree with that, Esmeralda?
That was pretty good.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible performance. God, that's a good movie. Paul Thomas Anderson, I love you. So, you ever read the book Oil?
I have not, no.
It's a very tough read. I picked, after I saw the movie, I picked it up, and it's completely different. Paul Thomas Anderson changed the hell out of it. Upton Sinclair wrote the book.
Oh, okay. I did enjoy The Jungle.
Yeah, so did I. But this is, I mean, I got through Oil. It took me a long time. It's a very, very dense, very, very difficult book. And there's not a ton in the book that's like the movie. Paul Thomas Anderson took a lot of liberty with it. So, anyway. Yeah, you got that one. All right, everybody, hang on. Because she's gonna get miffed up here.
Understanding is a virtue, hard to come by. You can teach me how to love if you only try. So please, don't give up so soon.
Yeah. Triple Play Thursday. It's Triple Play Thursday. This is the last of Mike, who's our listener, by Jefferson Airplane, The Last Wall of the Castle. Yeah. You think Mike's blowing weed at 4:20 in the morning on a Thursday?
Oh. Makes sense.
Okay. We're throwing out some lines here from movies. It's Hollywood time because of the Oscars. Okay, I will read you this line, Esmeralda, and if you can't get it, we got a couple people who are on hold who will be your lifelines.
Got it.
Okay, I just preface this. I love this movie, this next one. I love this movie. And the line is, you make me want to be a better man.
Oh, mm-hmm. What is that?
Doesn't ring a bell.
It does, but I don't know any.
It's from 1997. The movie.
Oh, man.
We have people online who want to help you.
Did you just... Is this like a trick question? Is this Jerry Maguire again?
It's not Jerry Maguire.
Oh, okay.
Although I will say this. On the list, there are more than one line from other movies as well. Okay. And there is another... The other Jerry Maguire line that's on here, obviously, is Show Me the Money.
Ah, yes.
So that's on here. But this
I will
is
go
not...
with a lifeline.
You will go with a lifeline.
Yes.
Okay, here's Rick on WGN. Rick, the line is, you make me want to be a better man. What's the movie?
Hey, Nick, it's got me stumped too, buddy.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's try. All right, 312-981-7200. Thank you, Rick. Let's try Mark. Mark, the line is, you make me want to be a better man.
As good as it gets.
Mark, you're absolutely right. Good
Yay.
Job, my friend.
Yay.
Good job. Do we have like a ding sound effect?
For ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Here, we got that here.
Oh, good for you.
Okay, so there you go, Mark. Hey, hang on, okay, buddy?
Sure thing.
All right. You got a $25 gift card for Lou Malnati's. Check out loumalnati's.com. There are over 40 locations in Chicago. Yeah, that I adore that movie, As Good As It Gets. Do you like that movie, Esmeralda?
I have not seen it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so, so, so good. All right. I think you'll get this one, Esmeralda.
Okay.
From 1995. And this is a movie that you, I'm going to guess, you probably... watched this movie a lot. 1995, you were how old?
Let's see, probably like 12, 13, somewhere
okay.
around there.
My guess is
tween.
My guess is you've seen this movie a lot. That's just a guess. Okay, I'll just give you the line. As if
Clueless.
That's right. Am I right in guessing that you have seen this movie a lot?
I saw it in the theaters.
Yep. Yep. I figured. I mean, you're right. That's the correct age.
Yep. They spoke to me.
You know who's the best performance in that movie? In Clueless?
Who?
Dan Hedaya, who plays her father. He's
pretty good.
Is hilarious in that movie. What does he say? I got a shovel in an empty trunk. I don't think anybody's going to miss you, he says to the kid. I always found it really creepy. I don't know why, but I always found it really creepy that she ends up like making out with Paul Rudd at the end. I'm like, you can't do that. I know you're not related.
It's her stepbrother.
I don't care.
And they're not even, and her dad's not even married to that lady anymore.
I don't care.
So it's a...
You're just saying that because Paul Rudd's cute. That's the only reason. It's a little weird. It's a little weird. All right. Okay, how about this one, Esmeralda? These go to 11.
Spinal Tap.
That's absolutely right. Now, that was a good line reading. Wasn't that a good line reading?
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, I can do Nigel Tufnel. Come on. How about this one from 1969, Esmeralda? I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
Oh, man. It's...
We do have a lifeline if you need it.
No, I... cowboy.
Ooh!
I want to say Drugstore Cowboy. That's not right.
No, that's a great movie, though.
Oh, man.
That's a great movie.
What is this? Nathan New York. Oh, man.
Okay. When you work here, when you come to worky work, you take over for Rob Martier. When is Rob Martier's...
Midnight. Midnight Cowboy.
There it is! Oh!
Okay. Man. I was going to say Rhinestone Cowboy. That's not right.
No.
That song.
No, that's a Glenn Campbell song. There was a movie called Rhinestone in which Sylvester Stallone sings with Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever
By the way...
Yes?
Midnight Cowboy is so sad.
Yes.
At the end.
It's a very, it's not a happy movie. It's about two homeless guys. One guy is an idealist who turns out to be a gigolo, and the other guy is a homeless drug addict who dies on a bus at the end of the movie.
That was so sad.
Yeah. Not known for its, for you know, as a comedy, Midnight Cowboy. All right, how about this one? Now, I will say this. This movie has been remade twice, okay? So, and the line is in all three versions of the movie. But this, they're taking it from the first version, which they should. The original version of this movie came out in 1933. And the line is, it was beauty killed the beast. Was beauty.
No idea. Lifeline, please.
Okay. Wow. All right. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve, turn your radio down.
Got it.
Okay. It was beauty killed the beast. What movie?
I'm sorry, what was that again? Beauty killed the beast?
It was beauty killed the beast.
Sorry.
You don't know?
No.
Okay. All right. Maybe someone will. We got a break here, okay? We'll get somebody on the line to help you get that one after the news, okay, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay. Again, it was cute. It was beauty killed the beast. The movie's been made has been remade twice. The version that we're talking about is from 1933. It was beauty killed the beast. 312-981-7200. Be a lifeline for Esmeralda. Help her out, and you're getting yourself some Lou Malnati's. All right, we'll take a break, and the news is coming up next. Yeah, man. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 o'clock. And then Steve Grzanich is here with the opening bell. And then at 6 o'clock, my good friend, the great Steve Cochran, hosts your morning program. That's all coming up. Oh, by the way, we do have a Know Your Enemy. Hawks play tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop right here on WGN. And Judd Surratt does a really cool thing, you know, so we can know our enemies before the game, and we will play that. They're playing the Nashville Predators. They are at the UC tonight against the Nashville Predators, and we will have a Know Your Enemy so that we know who the Nashville Predators are. Judd does a real great job with that, and we like to play them the morning before the game. Okay. The Academy Awards are this weekend. They are Sunday. And, in fact, if you are listening to the Steve Cochran Show in a couple hours, I will be on at around 6:20-ish to give you my choices for my predictions for who will win the Academy Awards this Sunday. That'll be coming up on Cochran Show a little bit later on. And in honor of that, we've been doing some Oscar-related and Hollywood-related topics. So I've been quizzing Esmeralda Leon this morning with some lines from movies. And she can't, you can't get this latest one.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's a movie that has been remade twice. One of the remakes is great. The other one... but this line is, it was beauty killed the beast. The original movie is from 1933, and you can't get it, so we know that we do have a lifeline. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Frank is here. Hello, Frank. What is the name of that movie?
Hi, Nick. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
It's King Kong.
King Kong. Absolutely right. Yes, King Kong. Congratulations, Frank, my friend. You got yourself some Lou Malnati's. Hold on, all right?
Thank you.
Hold the line, like Toto. Not the... Not the dog, the
yes,
band Toto.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
I'm gonna rattle through some of these. Okay.
Go for it.
All right. One of my favorite movies of all time. This is one of my favorite lines from the movie. The movie's from 1964. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Oh, what's the one where he's on the missile?
Yes.
Yeah?
You gonna go
cowboy
to the cowboy on missile? Is that how you describe the movie? It's Dr. Strangelove, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. okay. That's such a great movie. I'm assuming you've seen it, right?
No.
You haven't seen Dr. Strangelove?
No. I think I once tried and something just, I was like, I don't have time.
Listen.
It's very long, right?
No.
Well, I thought it was.
No, it's under 2 hours. Listen. Let me explain something to you about Dr. Strangelove.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn masterpiece, first
right.
and foremost.
No, I, yeah.
But specifically, when you watch it, and I don't mean if.
No,
I mean,
it is a when.
I mean
it's on
when.
The list.
I can't believe V has not forced you to watch this movie. I'm assuming he probably loves this movie.
Probably.
When you watch it,
mm-hmm.
I really want you to enjoy the magnificent comedic performance. And everybody talks about Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers plays three different roles in it, and he's great in it. But to me, the finest performance in Dr. Strangelove is by George C. Scott. as Lieutenant Buck Turgeson.
Right. Because he doesn't...
General Buck Turgeson. What?
He's not a comedy guy at
no,
all.
No, not really. I mean, he's done... But that his performance in that movie is so funny, so ridiculously funny that I can't believe he just didn't do comedies after that. You know, and he became, like, known as a very serious actor. George, he's got one of the greatest actors that's ever lived.
Right, Patton.
Yeah. But he's unbelievably funny in it. And he's hysterical. He steals the movie from Peter Sellers, I think. So, all right, how about this one? That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Babe.
Yay!
I say that all the time.
Do you?
Just to people.
I love that movie. And I love the sequel, too. Babe, Pig in the City.
Oh, that one I have not seen.
You know who directed Babe, Pig in the City?
No.
The director of Mad Max, Fury Road.
Wait, George Miller?
Do you know? Yeah, George Miller directed that. You know what else George Miller directed? And you probably don't even realize this. He directed both Happy Feet movies.
Aww.
He did. This is how amazing a human being George Miller is.
He can do Happy Feet. And he can do Mad Max.
That's right. He also did Lorenzo's Oil.
Oh, I like Lorenzo's Oil.
It's a terrific movie. George Miller directed it. The guy, I'm telling you, he's the man. I'm rooting for him Sunday to win Best Director. He's not going to get it, but I'm rooting for him. Some people are saying he's got a chance. Some people are saying he's got a chance because Alejandro Iñárritu won last year for Birdman. And, you know, the Academy Awards are pretty stingy about giving awards back-to-back. And
wait, didn't that happen to somebody?
Tom Hanks.
Right.
But it doesn't happen often. Doesn't happen often at all. And it's never happened in the director category, ever.
Oh, okay.
So if Iñárritu doesn't get it, then it kind of splits up the votes. And there are some people who are saying that Miller might sneak in there and get it. And let me tell you something right now. If George Miller wins Best Director Oscar for Mad Max Fury Road, I'm throwing furniture through my windows.
I'm going to imagine you're going to shoot up into the sky.
I will fly.
Like a firecracker.
I will. It'll be like watching a Tex Avery cartoon. My eyes are going to bug out. My jaw is going to hit the ground. Smoke will shoot out of my ears, and I will fly through the ceiling.
Right, and that'll be the, you know, everyone will see it from their homes.
That's right.
What's that?
The people who live upstairs, the third floor people, I'm going to go right through their floor, through their ceiling, and out the roof, and I'll end up landing at the Walgreens across the street.
And I'll be the only one that goes, that's Nick.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're going to be able to see it from miles away.
Oh, of course.
As I shoot into the sky like a piece of, like a firework, like a Katy Perry, up into the sky.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. All right. Let me get to some of the other ones that are a little bit higher on the list. How about this? I Am Big. It's the Pictures That Got Small.
No idea.
Sunset Boulevard.
Oh.
Another great film. Some of these, as we get closer to the top, a lot of them are more classic.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? I'm As Mad as Hell, and I'm Not Going to Take This Anymore.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I can't.
Network.
Yes.
Yes!
No, because I can... It sounds very familiar, but just can't pinpoint it.
How about this one? Ready?
Yes.
Rhodes. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
See again.
No. This is unacceptable.
All right, hold on.
Dan, come on, man. Shouldn't she get this one? Like, shouldn't she?
Of all of these, this will be the one that you're like, oh, son of a...
Yeah. Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads. By the way, that's the last line of the movie. It's the last line of the movie.
Sorry.
Last line of... one of the greatest movies ever made and one of the classic American films of all time. There are people screaming at their radio right now.
That seems to happen a lot when I have to answer a question.
This one, I think there are many that are like, yeah, whatever, you don't know it. But this is one that you should.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, can we get up somebody on the line to help her out? We can give away one more pizza. Because the lines lit up, Esmeralda. They really lit up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, roads.
Yeah, roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
It sounds very familiar.
It should sound very familiar. Eric, you get a pizza if you can name that movie. What is it?
Back to the Future, right at the end.
Back to the Future.
Oh.
Back to the Future. Yep. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks, Eric. You got yourself a $25 gift card for Lou Malnati's. Hang on, okay?
Sure did.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I still wouldn't have gotten it.
Seriously?
I've seen those movies, but I just...
I don't even understand you now. You're speaking Swahili. I don't understand that. There is one from, I'm trying to find, oh yeah, here it is. You'll know this one.
Okay.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Oh yeah, it's Who Framed Roger
See,
Rabbit.
I wanted to follow it up with another Zemeckis. how about this one? E.T. Phone Home. Can you get that one?
What was it? Tiny alien man.
Yeah, tiny alien man with phone.
With
red finger.
With finger.
Finger that lights up.
Yes, E.T.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli. Now, if you were a man and you didn't get this, then I would have to scream. But you're not a man, so.
All right.
It's The Godfather.
Okay, I was thinking that, but that sounded kind of silly.
It sounded kind of silly?
Like, it sounded like, take the gun, leave the cannoli, though.
That's not how the line reading goes, but it's not like, yay, take the gun, leave the cannoli.
Take the gun, but leave the cannoli.
That's not
how.
No? No, that's not how the line goes in the movie. Oddly, that's not. Yeah, and then there's a pie. The guy takes a pie to the face afterwards. What the? Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, he says the line. Yeah. Oh, man. He says the line. That happens.
And he goes, I already ate it.
What are you talking about? I ate the gun, and I'm going to shoot him with the cannoli. All right. How about this? I am your father.
Oh, it's that, it's them wars. Them space wars?
Yeah, them space wars.
Space
Specifically.
Wars. Star Wars.
No. Which movie? Empire.
Nope.
It's Empire.
I couldn't know that.
Toto, I got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
That's right. I'm doing the top five, so you should be able to get all these.
I hope. Hopefully. Cross
May the
fingers.
Force be with you.
Is that the first one?
Yes.
Star Wars?
Yes.
The
what's it called? New Hope.
There you go.
All right. Number three on this list. You're going to need a bigger boat. Oh, no, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, wait. No,
no,
I know
no,
this.
No,
wait,
no.
Hold on.
Come
hold on.
On. Come on now.
Oh, Jaws.
Yes. There should have been no hesitation.
Well, it didn't
All right.
click.
Here's looking at you, kid. Number two on the list.
It's Casablanca.
That's right. You know, you ever watch Casablanca and not realize it, and as you're watching it, you hear 26 lines that have been quoted forever? That movie, Casablanca, by the way, is all over this list. That movie might have the most quoted lines of any movie of all time.
Well, I saw it maybe a few years back.
Yeah.
And yeah, as watching it, I go, oh.
Oh,
oh yeah, there
oh,
it is.
Like
there
every
is.
Scene. Every scene. Oh, oh, ooh. Okay, here it is. The number one line in Hollywood movies. Can you think you can guess what it is?
I would have thought the Luke, I'm your father one.
Mm-mm.
No.
From 1939?
Oh,
Classic, really long movie.
Oh, she wears the curtains.
No, that's Carol Burnett's parody.
I know, but...
She wears the curtains. That's how you describe this.
She wears the curtains. Oh,
It's Frankly, My Dear.
Yes.
I don't give a damn.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Gone with the Wind,
there
for God's
go.
Sake.
Sorry, it just...
All right.
It's that kind of thing where...
Yeah.
It's like when someone asks you a question, a very general, and then you go, oh...
Well, here's what we got out of this entire segment. Head chopping and the Scotland.
Head chopping and Scotland.
Head chopping. No, you said head chopping and the Scotland.
Well, that was my stream of consciousness.
I know. And that is now the official synopsis for Braveheart. Head chopping and the Scotland.
Can instead of be called Braveheart, can it be called Head Chopping in Scotland?
Well, if you do a musical version of it, that's what they should call it.
That's going to be one of the songs.
Yeah, of course.
Head chopping in Scotland.
Well, they're already dressed very theatrically. They got kilts and makeup on, so.
Yeah, whole choruses. Just head chopping in Scotland.
Right.
Great.
Now, you know what's happening? Mel Brooks is listening right now. It's going to be his next movie. All right, we're going to break here, and when we come back, the Hawks tonight are playing the Preds at the UC. Puck drop at 7. We're going to get to know your enemy after this.
Keep your enemies closer.
Okay, that last line, keep your enemies closer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what movie is that from?
It's The Godfather.
How did you know that and not the cannoli?
Because you talked about it, and in another show we talked about that.
Okay.
So, I remember things.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Well, tonight, it's 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:30 pregame against the Predators. And let's find out what Steve Grzanich has on store for the opening bell. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Can I try to stump you on a couple quotes from movies?
Okay.
One of my favorites is, and I can I say P-I-S-S? Can I say that?
Yeah, sure. It's my show. You can't say it after my show.
Okay. The general in the war room says, well, hell, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good.
Yeah, that's War Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other one is from Broadcast News, when they all get laid off, the grizzled old director of the Washington Bureau.
Let me set you up. Give me the line. I'll set you up.
Okay. The president says, if there's anything I can do for you, just let me know.
Right. Well, I certainly hope you die.
You could die soon.
You could die. Yeah. Broadcast News is one of my favorite movies of all
Mine
time.
Too. Yeah. Great. Good stuff.
Great
yeah. It's all coming up.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. Esmeralda, do you have a favorite line? Is there like a favorite, you said that you always say that'll do.
Yeah. Pig. To like two people.
Yeah.
Like not like they'll do something good and I'll go, that'll do pig. That'll do.
It's nice of you.
It's a bit mean, isn't it?
No, it's nice.
Let's see.
I once was walking down the street and I saw James Cromwell.
Oh, my God.
And as I was walking past him, I go, that'll do, pig, that'll do. And he looked at me and smiled. And I'm sure that he thought, yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard that, you idiot.
I've seen him, too, because he was filming something.
Yeah, he was filming something here. Yeah, yeah. That's I saw him. And I'm sure.
Him, yeah.
That's like when people go, when Paul Giamatti is at a restaurant and they keep buying him Merlot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Even though his character hated Merlot in the movie, it makes no sense. Okay, we gotta go. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Fly Jams Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, Heart Melda. All right, and we'll be back right after this for the news.